Well, this is Bill, and the real problem with AM in general, globally, is that manufacturers don't support it any longer. But cars with antenna masts, solid steel antenna masts that are the proper, I believe it's 31 inches long, are the ideal setup to receive AM reception. Most cars nowadays have either an amplified in-glass antenna or simply a strip up inside the roof of the car that is designed to pull in FM reception, period. And then they'll modify it through an amplifier to try and pull in better AM reception. That's with the OEM manufacturers. With the aftermarket manufacturers, they don't make any effort to pull in AM reception. They spend what little money they do spend on the tuner on the FM portion, and then throw in bells and whistles to receive satellite radio, things of that nature. AM reception modification done to the factory radio is actually eliminated when you change it out to an aftermarket radio. Dual diversity antennas is a prime example, where you simply cannot plug the AM diversity section into an FM radio aftermarket. And then with all the computers nowadays in cars, there are some cars with BMW 7 Series, for instance, has 400 computers in the car, each one with its own RF tag, and that will all talk over the AM reception coming in through the body of the car. And that's about the size of it with AM reception.